This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris accuses Republicans of trying to strip women of their rights. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe versus Wade draws protesters to the Supreme Court building. And in this speech to Emily's List, a sharp rebuke from Vice President Kamala Harris.
How dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
Harris says if the court overturns Roe, tens of millions of women will see either severe restrictions or a loss of abortion rights altogether. National Right to Life President Carol Tobias claims it could take years to change state abortion laws.
50 states had the ability to make their own laws.
22 states already have so-called trigger laws to ban or severely restrict abortion that would go into effect if national abortion rights were overturned by the court. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And breaking news of the Supreme Court draft opinion that would strike down 50 years of abortion policy. Politico's most impactful moment also put the news organization squarely in the middle of one of society's most contentious issues. Politico sent a memo to staff members Tuesday saying it had restricted access to its offices and told security to be extra vigilant about visitors. The company also urged employees to consider removing their political affiliation on social media accounts. The company has not reported any specific threats, but the story on the court's apparent readiness to overrule the 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion nationwide led to wide speculation online about its sources, some of it specific and malevolent. This is VOA News. Russian forces on Tuesday began storming the steel mill containing the last pocket of resistance in Mariupol. Ukrainian defenders said that just as scores of civilians evacuated from the bombed-out plant reached relative safety and told of days and nights filled with dread and despair from constant shelling. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Ukraine said that thanks to the evacuation effort over the weekend, 101 people, including women, the elderly, and 17 children, the youngest 6 months old, were able to emerge from the bunkers under the steelworks and see the daylight after 2 months. One evacuee said she went to sleep at the plant every night, afraid she would not wake up. Back in the United States, U.S. President Joe Biden is crediting the assembly line workers at a Javelin missile plant for doing life-saving work in building the anti-tank weapons that are being sent to Ukraine.
For these weapons touched by the hands, your hands, are in the hands of Ukrainian heroes, making a significant difference. That's something each and every day you could and should be proud of.
Biden says the missiles are stifling Russia's invasion as he is making a pitch for Congress to approve $33 billion so the U.S. can continue to hustle aid to the front lines. The European Union's leader has called on the 27-nation bloc to ban oil imports from Russia in a sixth package of sanctions targeting Moscow for its war in Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen also proposed that Russia's largest bank and two other major banks be disconnected from the SWIFT international banking payment system. Von der Leyen was addressing the European Parliament in France on Wednesday. She called on the EU member nations to phase out imports of crude oil within 6 months and refined products by the end of the year. Pope Francis has told an Italian newspaper that he offered to travel to Moscow to meet with the President Vladimir Putin to try to end Russia's war in Ukraine and suggested the invasion might have been provoked by NATO's eastward expansion. Francis said he made the offer about 3 weeks into Russia's invasion, but that he still has not received any response from Moscow. North Korea launched a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters Wednesday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement that the missile was fired from the North's capital region and flew to the waters off its eastern coast. Recapping our top story, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is among those accusing Republicans of trying to strip women of their rights after the Supreme Court draft opinion might strike down 50 years of abortion policy. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.